there to the front page. So go to freetalklive.com and do that, please. In fact, some of the stuff we've been talking about tonight has come off the front page of the site. For those of you just tuning in, last hour, high school student punished by being prevented from being the captain of the volleyball team. She was demoted as captain of the volleyball team, prevented from playing in five games in the season because she went to pick up a friend of hers from a high school party who was too drunk to drive. She did the right thing, got punished for it because of zero tolerance. And then in addition to that, the news from the Rutherford Institute, where a case they were trying to take to the Supreme Court was denied, and basically the Supreme Court ruled by denying the case in the first place, that it's totally okay for the police to shake down students. They can lock down a school just like they would lock down a prison. They can run drug dogs through classrooms, rummage through students' bags. And it's a very disturbing story, a very disturbing picture to be painted of young people being treated as though they are prisoners and being subjected to random search. I mean, that's exactly what prison's like. If they want to go and search your cell and toss your cell and go through everything you've got in there, they can do that anytime they want to. If they find something that is considered contraband, they can punish you for it. I had an incident with that happening when I was in jail. And I was, by the way, in jail for civil disobedience for standing in front of a police car as they were attempting to arrest a friend. You were actually in the park that day. You got arrested as well, Johnny Ray. You actually were, I think you were cited and released, not necessarily handcuffed. Were you handcuffed that day?
No, the way that you, yes, I was cited and released.
I was handcuffed, put in a police car. I ended up spending 58 days in jail.
And there was, Ian, have you ever seen the film Not Another Teen Movie?
I have not. Is that a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's a parody of all these teen movies from a lot from the 80s, but also more recent ones. There's a character in that movie who, through over the course of the movie, he learns how to do the slow clap. And at the final scene, he sees it. He keeps doing it inappropriately. So he finds his place. He's like, this is it. This is the time. And that's how I felt that day in Central Square when Heike was being arrested?
That's right, for drinking a beer in the park.
And didn't somebody precede you?
And you had a beer in the park, too, I think.
Yeah, I did. Did somebody precede you to... Were you following somebody blocking the patrol car?
No, I was the first person who did it.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, I don't have to, I don't think I have to, I think I'm off from work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the time. And then you come over, and you're like, Johnny Ray, can you hold my bike for me?
Oh, really?
and that was an out that I accepted only too quickly.
I think I gave you my wallet, too, or something like that. But.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, you know, those are important things to handle before you decide to go ahead and do civil disobedience and get arrested, is think about, you know, well, who's going to take care of your car and who's going to take care of the bike in this case. And if you don't have a wallet on you, that means they don't get your numbers from driver's licenses and other things you might carry in your wallet. So good to go and get, if you're going to get arrested, to go without anything in your pockets if you can avoid it. But I didn't really want to get off on that tangent. I guess what I was pointing out was those arrests were, I ended up in jail, so I was going to tell a story about what happened in jail.
Right.
And with a ridiculous, you know, jail policy on contraband. So, I mean, there's obvious things that are contraband, like drugs, right? As far as drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, if you have that in jail, you're going to get in trouble. And that doesn't mean people don't have those things in jail, but those are obvious contraband. Then there are less obvious contraband, which is pretty much anything that, well, there's a lot. I can't go through the whole list of them, but there's a number of things that are not allowed. I'll give you one example of a ridiculous
one. Seems
one.
Like there would be a master list of things that may be allowed, and anything that's not on it is contraband.
That could very well be the case. Basically, if it's something that's not issued to you by the jail, it's considered contraband. But that's not even true in this case, because food... While you can buy food from the jail commissary, you can buy snacks and candy from the jail commissary, and you can buy, you know, oatmeal and soups and things like that. There's a variety of food items, mostly dried kind of food items that you can purchase. But you can even buy soda through the commissary. So some things, you know, there's plenty of food that you can have in your cell. You just have to have a receipt for it. So if you don't have a receipt for the things that you've purchased from the jail's system, then that becomes contraband as well.
Okay.
So you have to prove that it's yours, basically. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got a green banana when I was out, you know, eating. So, you know, you get your lunch, you get three meals a day, and sometimes you get fresh fruit on that tray. Now, look, this may not apply in a jail near you because some jails are run better than others. In the case of the Cheshire County Jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, this is one of the better jails. The food is actually decent for jail food. So every now and then you're going to get a banana. And this one was green. So I didn't really particularly want to eat a green banana. It just doesn't seem like it would be a good banana.
Yeah, I like my bananas to be nice and ripe.
Right. So I decided I was going to pocket the banana and hold on to the banana.
What were you thinking?
Well, I didn't think that it would be an issue, but apparently it was. And the jail guard, I don't know how he, I don't know if it was random or if he noticed me pocket the banana or what. I'm not sure how he, you know, got wind of that, but I noticed him going up to the cell to do a search, and I hadn't really had the cell searched at all up until that point.
Yep.
This is the first one, and I knew the banana was in there, and it wasn't really hidden, I guess it was hidden, but it wasn't hidden particularly well, and any toss of the cell was going to find the banana. So I went in there with the intention of pocketing the banana, because I'd already, you know, secreted in the cell, and I knew he was going in there, so I wanted to rescue the banana before he got in there. He went down and searched a different cell on the block before coming to my room. So I had enough time to get into the room and grab the banana. I put it in my pocket, and as I turned to leave the room, the guard was at the door, and it literally became, you know, one of those situations where I really wanted to make a joke about the banana in my pocket versus being happy to see him. But I chose not to because this particular guard kind of had a stick up his butt and
humorless man.
Yeah, this was one of the worst guards in the entire facility. And he noticed the bulge in my pocket and demanded that I empty the pockets. So I got busted for having the contraband.
Sure.
Thankfully, I did not get written up. They did not take away privileges or anything like that.
Did the sirens go off and they locked down the whole jail?
No, thankfully no lockdown on that one. He demanded, and you know, he could have been worse about it, I suppose. Obviously, it was petty and ridiculous as is, but he could have been worse. And he said I had to either eat the banana or I had to throw it away. So,
oh,
I chose to eat the banana.
Yeah, as would I.
So let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything. I just give you an example of how ridiculous contraband rules can be in jail. You can't even keep a banana and have it ripen in your jail cell. Let's go to Jonathan in San Antonio, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to bring up something related to the whole high school police stuff going on.
Yeah, please.
I want to ask you something. Do you really think that police are necessary in high school? I mean, are they there to enforce law or enforce rules? What's their job? I think they're there to enforce law. That's what cops are supposed to do, not enforce school rules, right?
Well, that's an excellent question, and it's been a long time since I've been in high school. I understand that the school resource officers, as they are called, are obviously there to enforce the law, but at the same time, they are essentially they're there at the beck and call of the school as well. So I expect that you would see them enforcing school rules. So, you know, in that, if somebody gets into a fight, they're likely going to get involved in breaking that up. They may be asked to escort somebody somewhere. You're welcome to hang on, Jonathan. If you had more to say about the police at the school, you sound maybe a little on the young side, so maybe you've been there recently and you can tell us what your experience was with those school resource officers, as they're called. And of course, they're a resource for the school. Let's make it clear. The school resource officer is not a resource for the students. They're a resource for the agency of the school, for the administration. 855-450-FREE. Share your experience. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spend anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The police state on the rise at the government schools with lockdowns, bag searches, drug dogs. Apparently, it's fairly common. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. The us tonight is me, Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Blockchain.info is where you can go to get your online Bitcoin wallet. They make it easy. And not only can you use your online wallet on your desktop computer or laptop, but also if you've got an Android or iPhone, they have apps. And those apps make it incredibly easy to transfer money in the form of Bitcoin
to anybody who has one of these apps. Johnny Ray, do you have such an app on your phone?
I do have a phone app.
And I as well, and it does make things easy, and I recommend you check out blockchain.info. They've got some neat tools as well that can help you send or receive Bitcoins anonymously, and you can join their millions of other Bitcoin users, blockchain, or join millions of other Bitcoin users. I don't know how many accounts blockchain has, but they're one of the more premier account websites regarding Bitcoin. So go and learn more and get your first Bitcoin wallet for free, or get another Bitcoin wallet for free at blockchain.info. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Jonathan in San Antonio on the line here listening to LRN.FM. And, Jonathan, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out regarding police at schools. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanted to, you know, get my thoughts out about that because, you know, recently I saw four police cars in the front of a school parked illegally just sitting there all day. And then recently they bought a golf cart with the word police on it, and they just throw it around all around the school. It's no big deal, you know? You'd think they would have something more important to do than just monitor a bunch of 17, 16-year-old kids in a school, right?
You would think. In fact, there was an interesting study that was done at a school that actually removed, there was like a new principal that came into this school. I forget where it was. I don't know if it was Boston. But they came into this school and they changed the security policy completely. They got rid of the metal detectors. They got rid of the security guards and the cops. And lo and behold, the school became a safer place. There was lower crime after the security apparatus was removed from the school systems. Fascinating stuff. Jonathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Gary listening in Colorado to I-25 Talk Radio in Colorado Springs. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys are really entertaining. I'm an 11-year police officer and actually left the job to become a doctor. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on myself. And the points that you're making are a little bit skewed. And the counterpoint that I have for you is just, first of all, I was also a school resource officer. So there was an application. The application there is that there could be terrorist activity. And of course there are police officers that don't do the job right. I'm not going to deny that. But overall, we're trying to keep those guys safe. We're not wasting time. It's a deterrent to be there. And hopefully sometimes you can't bean count that.
How does a lockdown of an entire school and random bag searches or searching every bag in a classroom, how does that keep somebody safe exactly?
Well, Ian, if I could say if sure. They catch a gun, then that'll keep them safer than, you know, somebody had some.
So basically, now I'd like to hear Gary's answer to the question.
Sure.
Sure. We have to find out what the background to that statement is, though. Is there a reason for the lockdown, for the background check?
No, they do that stuff, man. They didn't do that when at your school?
In the 11 years that I was on the job, we didn't do any random, for the heck of it. We had reason to, you know, suspect maybe there was some drug use going on or some distribution going on.
Well, they're always suspecting students of drug use. I mean, they're constantly under suspect of that.
You have to have a little bit more than...
Apparently you don't. The Supreme Court has ruled that it was totally okay for them to just go ahead and go with this lockdown situation. And by the way, there was another one, I think it was Goose Creek, South Carolina, years ago. I think it was 06, when Goose Creek had a lockdown. They searched the whole school, and they found nothing.
You know what? It's a good thing to find nothing. You don't want to find a bunch of stuff. It's just like when I'm a doctor and I say, look, you have a clean bill of health. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so, but at the same time, it's not a good thing to destroy people's rights. I mean, the idea is privacy is supposed to be something that's of value, and in theory, the government's supposed to respect privacy, but apparently that doesn't apply when you're at the government school. It seems a little backwards to me.
I hold privacy in the highest regard, of course, and there is a level of expectation of keeping a kid safe in the school. When a parent drops their child off there, they expect the government, if you will, to keep them safe. And so part of that safety are possibly random checks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we found things on it. I understand where you're coming from. The other point I wanted to make was the alcohol point. That one was really entertaining because we're not out there to, and I'm retired, but I still say we. I get that. Mm-hmm. But we're not out there to to utilize power or to take away freedom of a 17-year-old, that's the last thing I want to do. Believe me, I'd rather go, bust a real criminal with higher charges. But our goal there is to prevent death, to prevent over-drinking, to prevent drinking and driving, to prevent the worst-case scenarios that do occur with those.
But you know that's not what tends to happen. But you know that when the cops go and they bust up a party, they arrest, a dozen young people or more, and then those kids just go to court, they get a criminal record, and or they end up paying hundreds of dollars to the court system. I was in court, a friend of ours was in court the other day, last week I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, and the court raked in $10,000 in fines from 27 college girls who had been busted for underage drinking. Come on, man, that didn't stop anybody from over drinking. It just enriches the system.
Well, is there a financial connection to it? Probably. I'm not going to deny that. That's what government does, is they collect money. But that's a secondary issue to the fact that they shouldn't have been drinking when they were underage.
Why don't you just raid everybody's party? I mean, if you go to an adult party, someone could over drink there too.
Yeah, but they're adults. They're allowed to overdrink.
Oh.
That's not the question.
Oh,
they're
I see.
Supposed to be mature enough to know that they can drink, and if they want to drink to excess and throw up and pass out and possibly die, that's their right. But when you're below the drinking age, you're at the responsibility of the society, of not just a police officer. It's the society that's responsible for that child. Do you not think so?
Well, Gary, ages for cutoffs for gaining privileges as you age, you hit some certain specific age, is something we talk about a lot here on Free Talk Live, be it alcohol or drugs or sex. And ultimately, I don't think there is a number, and I don't think that you would ever be able to convince me of that 16 is the exact right number for some kind of behavior, and 17 is and 15 is too young, because people are different.
Absolutely, but you have to admit that you have to come up with some number. You have to come up with some level to establish,
right?
Because there's going to be a 12-year-old that might be responsible enough to drink,
but there's going to be
a 20-year-old that is completely a lost cause.
So how about the level that's come up with,
so
is decided by each set of parents or store owners rather than a bunch of politicians and know-it-alls, and then enforced by the police and court systems who seem to be out to just get money from people. Gary, I thank you for the call. I appreciate your perspective, and thanks for calling and sharing it with us tonight. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to get on here and talk with us about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features of the site for free. We've got archives, a whole bunch. They go back, way back, all the way to late 2006. You can just click and download as many episodes that would please you. So go to freetalklive.com to do that. Now maybe you are ready to launch your own website. Squarespace.com can help you with that. They've got an amazing platform that makes it so easy. You can use pre-designed, the just amazing-looking graphical themes that are tweaked just for you. There's different types of themes. You can use a portfolio theme, a blog theme, even a shopping e-commerce theme. And in fact, maybe you have been thinking about selling something online. Well, Squarespace makes it easy with their e-commerce system. And there's a lot to cover about this, so I can't cover it all in one sitting here, because there's so many features to the Squarespace e-commerce system. It's surprising, especially considering the price point of Squarespace. You can get Squarespace for $8 per month. Now, that's the hosting. There's an additional cost if you're looking at accepting credit card payments and things like that. But even then, it's incredibly affordable. They teamed up with Stripe, and Stripe only charges 2.9% plus 30 cent per successful transaction fee. Squarespace imposes no additional transaction fees. It's completely secure, PCI compliant, SSL enabled shopping, full tax and shipping rules by region, help you run the store. You can accept donations or a preset or unbounded amounts via their donations block, and those can be managed on a separate page from regular orders and purchases in your site manager. There's express checkout mode, which bypasses the shopping cart interface if you want to give your customers that option. Sell your products. Sell digital products with delivery via customized email links that expire 24 hours from delivery. You've seen that online before. You want to buy a PDF or something like that. That's what digital delivery is all about. And it's just an amazing system that makes it so easy. It's plug and play. You can get started within moments. In fact, it's 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe gives you instant approval and doesn't require any paperwork. You can begin receiving money for purchases via direct deposit in moments. through Squarespace Commerce. Go to squarespace.com to get started. You can sign up for a free trial. You can get and really tweak the site. You can create your site on the free trial if you want and just really kind of learn about all the easy-to-use aspects of Squarespace. And then when you're ready, it's $8 per month. Save 10% by using code FTL10. That's FTL and the number 10 over at squarespace.com. So we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Lumpy on the line. He's calling from Massachusetts, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Lumpy.
Hi, guys. There's another miraculous first that's happened on Free Talk Live, and it's amazing. I don't know how these things happen. The guy who just called in said that cops have value. And that's pretty amazing. I can't believe that. I mean, that there is still somebody on this planet who finds them, the police, to have some value.
Know there's a lot of people that like the police. I mean, the police themselves obviously like the police. The family members of the police, they tend to like the police. The friends of the police.
Anybody who's psychologically afraid of them or intimidated by them likes them because they have to, because they're cowardly. Mm-hmm.
Look, he's of the mindset that he's out there saving people from themselves. And I'm sorry, if I wanted to be saved, I would hire somebody and ask them to save me. It would be fine if somebody hired the police to say, hey, look,
Sure. Because you think that way. Did you hear what he said? You might be a terrorist. Yeah, there might be terrorists in a freaking school.
I missed that. He said that? In a school.
He said something about terror. I mean, I can't believe this. Everybody is so, not everybody, but people are realizing that that's another big thing. It's another big terrorism. It's meaningless. Doesn't mean anything. Everybody's a stinking terrorist, and the cops will do that. They did that with Pete Ear when they just pulled him over recently. When the cops, were asking him, "Oh, are you a sovereign citizen?" Anybody who stands up, they try and collectivize them, and they don't. I really truly think there are some people who don't, some cops who are pretty good intentioned, but for the other 99.9% of them, they really need to start thinking for themselves and realize that, they're damaging and wrecking people's lives because they're brainwashed fools.
Well, I don't think it's fair, Lumpy, to say that 99.9% of the cops have bad intentions. I don't think that's true. I think that most cops have good intentions.
Yeah.
I think that the road to hell is paved with those good intentions, and they don't realize that what they're doing is hurting people. They're claiming they're trying to help people, but they're actually hurting people by giving them criminal records, by threatening them. I mean, I've been out on the streets cop blocking here in Keene, and I've seen the police, and I've seen them take college girls into custody, and those girls are crying. Man, and that is not cool. Making girls cry, and making anybody cry is not cool. But making girls cry is particularly not cool. And the cops, they're proud of what they do.
It's about revenue. That's what makes it okay.
Well, they'll never admit that. I mean,
because it's all about revenue. These are the very, very dark times. If that's what people think is okay, is socially acceptable anymore.
Lumpy, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Government and democracy are they're just too simplistic for me. I think the marketplace is a lot more nuanced. I can take the fruit of my labor and put it and target it to certain places, and it creates this wonderful picture of people's values, and it accomplishes their values, I think, a lot better than just taking a count. Counting noses, as they say, and making decisions that way. The counting process doesn't even work. It's flawed beyond all recognition, so the counts aren't right. And that's even to say that counting is the right way to do it. I don't think it is. Government is real good at coming up with intuitive solutions, I think. So if you have too many traffic deaths on the highway, then, we create a speed limit. And you keep the speed under 55 miles an hour. Well, our research shows that as participants in vehicle crashes, as those participants are going faster and faster than 55 miles an hour, there's a rapid uptick in the fatalities of the participants in those accidents. So we'll take a somewhat
Ian, you've called the speed limit arbitrary, and it's not completely arbitrary. There is some science behind it, and if you stop it at 55 or 65, I don't remember exactly what it is, you will, the people in those accidents are less likely to die.
Mm.
And that's an intuitive solution, but often the real breakthroughs and advances in civilization come from unintuitive things, right? Like, well, that the Earth revolves around the sun, maybe.
Well, in the case of speed limits, at least you could then argue that other people were being put in some sort of jeopardy. I mean, of course, a lot of cases you'll be pulled over for speeding if you're the only person on the road. But, you know, at least in the case of traffic behavior, there's the argument that somebody else could be in jeopardy. You could also make the argument that, well, if the road was privately owned, that the road owner would be able to completely legitimately set whatever speed limit they want to. But I don't think that really speaks to the issue here, which is the police destroying people's personal privacy and their personal rights with their own body. And I think that's what the real offense here is.
Well, people have already accepted that schools, public schools and public financing of schools is the way to educate our kids. And, hey, there's kids in school that are high on marijuana. So, Ian, how are we going to take care of that? I know. I just snapped my fingers. I know. We get a dog in there, and he'll find the drugs. So
no, it's not okay.
Problem solved.
It's not okay. I mean, privacy is an important right, and to just trample all over that on the theory that somebody's got a bag of marijuana somewhere in the school is an absolute is just ridiculous. I mean, if school's goal is to educate, then taking kids out of class while a drug dog and a team of cops goes through a classroom is taking away from time in the class and therefore taking away from the educational quality in the school. There's all kinds of reasons that this shouldn't be happening. 855-450-FREE. But I am glad somebody did call in to defend it here tonight. And, of course, it was the old excuse that, well, everybody's got to be treated exactly the same way, and we have to have rules.
Yeah, I'm really glad Gary hung on.
More on the way here. We'll take your calls as well. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Walling, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We invite you to the website. Go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We mentioned last night we're starting a new fundraising drive with AMP. It's kind of been static for a long time, so we've come up with a new idea, which hopefully will help excite you into becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We want to hire Daryl to do some affiliate relations work for the show, and we want to pay him enough to where it can be his job. And so we've actually had somebody step up and pledge, basically, to pay for the first month of hiring Daryl as an affiliate relations person. We've also had people step up and pledge to match up to $850 per month in contributions from listeners like you. So if you've been looking for that extra reason to support Free Talk Live, the fact that we are out there talking about liberty on a seven-night-a-week basis on national radio and beyond, KU band satellite, internet streaming, podcasts, and more, if you like the message that we purvey here and you want to help us get on more stations, we've got 126 stations now. If you'd like us to have 300 stations, we need to have more affiliate relations staff. So far, I'm the only person who's doing affiliate relations. There is a guy that works for the Genesis Communications Network that does it, but he does it for the entire network, so he's not really out there just pushing Free Talk Live. So I'm the only one who networks for Free Talk Live, and we want to double that. We want that to be me and Daryl. So if you can help us with that, your AMP contribution will be doubled. Somebody will match your contribution again up to $850 per month of AMP will be matched starting as of yesterday. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can help us out in helping grow this program and getting the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations across the country. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only conlon lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Jason on the line. Not sure where, but on Skype, I know that much. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling from Branson, Missouri.
Okay, what's on your mind tonight?
I called in about a week and a half ago about what I consider was a huge security flaw in Intel and AMD chips. Intel has the vPro and AMD has the Bash, I think it is. Oh. And basically what it is it's marketed as a remote IT management tool where you can reinstall the operating system and control the keyboard, mouse, and that kind of thing.
Seems like a but useful feature.
Sounds inherently vulnerable, though.
It absolutely is, but if you look at the design... it could be used to access any component of the computer. I mean, it's basically an add-on OS to the chipset and the processor. So the chipset connects everything in the computer together, and the processor is like the engine of it all. It moves the data around the computer. And so if you have this IT tool built into the chipset, I mean, you could tell it, you know, why don't you grab this area of RAM and send it to this IP address or this network card or whatever you really wanted to do. I mean, you're limitless at that point. And there was a guy that posted on your forum. He since deleted his username and all his messages.
Really?
But he went on there and he said, well, it's not that insecure because it's only on certain computers and, you know, you have to activate it, you know, at the keyboard and mouse initially.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be used unless, you know, you turn on the computer and you go into the BIOS, that initial setup.
Yeah, but they could make it so that they were coming from the factory where anybody anywhere could get in, right?
Well, I actually found an Intel article that talked about that. It basically said that, you know, it had to do with SSL keys. It was basically the same type of model that the web servers use, you know, HTTPS deal. And so you get this key, and you get it issued from the right vendor, and they load it, you know, at the time that they manufacture the computer. So that I did defeat one of his arguments there, but he went on and on about how, no, you have to activate it at the keyboard, and I hadn't found this article yet. And he started talking what I call technical gibberish. If you don't know what he's talking about, it sounds really, really good. Mm-hmm. But if you know what he's talking about,
it's nonsense.
You know, it's nonsense.
So, and, I mean, basically what you're saying is that despite the claims of this other guy, that you believe that this new technology, vPro from Intel, and something similar from AMD, would allow some remote individual, perhaps, you know, the government agents, to control your computer.
Now, I want to be really clear about this because, you know, I want to basically contrast the technology that exists compared to the government's behavior. I have no proof and no reason to believe that this is actually taking place. I'm just kind of looking at the design of this remote IT tool and looking at that lava bit situation where, you know, they kind of went up to this guy and said, you will do this. You know, or else. I don't really know what the or else part was. I guess you go to jail or whatever.
Well, you would go to jail for contempt of court for ignoring the order of a judge. So, Jason, this is a technology that is not put in all chips. At this time, it's only in chips that are marketed to business, correct?
Well, you got to remember, though, that the latest processors are coming out at 32 nanometers and width. I mean, if you had a supercomputer and a team of 1,000 people, you could verify what Intel is saying. If you are, and you'd also have to have an electron microscope. I mean, there could be anything on these chips.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that the structure could very well exist on the chip, and they may not be advertising it. It may not be something that's turned on, but they could flip it on. Basically, everybody is completely vulnerable. I mean, essentially, is the message here. If they want to look at you, as we've seen with the releases from Glenn Greenwald and Edward Snowden, I mean, we already know that they have access through, you know, whatever various different means that they have to all kinds of communications and information about your computer, and now it's just, you know, going to the next step and actually making it so they have access directly to the computer's hardware. I mean, what can someone do about this?
There's not a whole lot. For example, in Intel's own video explaining it on YouTube, they say that it strips out the packets, you know, these control packets, before the BIOS or the operating system ever gets it. So even if you're running Linux and you open up one of those low-level modes on the network card to, you know, monitor traffic, you wouldn't see it.
It's completely undetectable, And even people running Linux would not be completely secure, because Linux is generally marketed as the most secure of operating systems, and that's still true. But if what you're saying is true, and that is that the whoever has access under the operating system, before the operating system, primary to the operating system, then that would be pretty pretty hard to defeat. Thank you for the call, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I mean, they basically got you.
Yeah, I've always lived my life as though people... I know that I don't have any control over people watching what I'm doing. I've just kind of grown up in this world, and I feel like I'm totally exposed to people who really are serious about wanting to know what I'm up to.
It's so creepy. I mean, I understand the cop that called in earlier believes that he's trying to help people somehow by arresting them. But, I mean, I think that's a crazy backwards thing to suggest that, oh, well, somebody somewhere might have too many drinks, so therefore we should arrest an entire party of people who may or may not have been acting in a responsible manner, all the way from the cops arresting somebody for, you know, drinking to some tech invasion of your computer. I mean, they own you lock, stock, and barrel from top to bottom.
Yeah, and... He, like so many, I'm going to put words in his mouth here. I apologize, Gary. Probably
the
believes
cops,
that.
I mean.
Yes, yes. That to not have the cops do something to make that choice is to make the choice to not have anybody ever do anything about it at all.
Yeah, well, look, if you want to search, if I want to hire someone to search me because I feel like I'm not responsible enough to take care of myself, then I should be able to do that. If I want to have some cop show up randomly wherever I'm at to make sure I'm being a good boy, or if I'm a parent and I want to make sure my house, you know, there's not some kids throwing a party when I've gone out of town or something like that, it's fine to hire somebody to do things to try to keep you in line if that's something that's of value to you. But to force your value set on somebody else is inappropriate. If I want to have a child and raise them to use alcohol responsibly, then I don't want that child to go to jail because they were using alcohol responsibly. And yes, as that cop admitted, there could be younger people than 21 who know how to drink responsibly. There's more coming up. Time for your calls. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onion, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.